A quick note before you dive into today's episode. While I will always be an advocate for multi-passionates embracing their talents as a gift, not a burden, I have decided that I'm no longer going to run a business with that as the goal. Please note that as you listen to any episodes, any of the offers that I have expressed, especially my coaching program, which I've talked about in many episodes, those are no longer relevant as my business is closing. If you'd like to stay connected, come and find me on LinkedIn. The link will be added across the show notes in all episodes. Be well. Today's bonus episode is going to be a little bit stream of consciousness. This is a concept that I want to get into more when season four returns, but I want to kind of do a verbal brain dump with you here. And I thought, you know, since I've been taking notes and doing a little bit of research on this, I might as well bring you into the fold so that you can start to think about it too. And then by the time that we get more into this in season four, we can really have a more in-depth conversation. So as a reminder, we're in between seasons right now. And if you want to continue to know when these bonus episodes drop, the best way to do that is to either subscribe on the app that you are listening to, so click follow, or you can also join my email list and I'll email you anytime an episode airs, including a bonus episode, as well as any other love notes that I send out to my list. And I'd love to have you over there, so you can look for the link in the show notes to do that. So what I want to talk about is making a case for seasonal living. As a multi-passionate person, I have come to be more and more attracted to the idea of seasonal living. This is also something that I'm realizing is really important for me as a manifester in human design. I have an open sacral, which means that I don't have this consistent energy to work day after day after day. I get creative bursts and then I need to rest. So approaching the way that I bring work into the world, the way that I pursue my projects, the way that I hold space for my various passions in a way that reflects seasonality has been really impactful for keeping burnout at bay, being able to stay focused and gain momentum, and being able to give myself fully to whatever I'm working on, even though I might have a lot of other ideas. Creating seasons of focus has been hugely impactful in my life as a multi-passionate person. It's basically what helped me realize, oh, I can do multiple things. I can have multiple projects going on, but they can all have their moment. It's kind of like if you have more than one child and you have a child who maybe is already walking, already able to like feed themselves and put on their pajamas and things like that, right? So that child needs a little bit less of your attention, let's say at bedtime or getting ready at the start of the day. But if you have a second child who's younger, who hasn't learned to walk, who cannot put on their own pajamas, right? There's going to be a different level of focus on that child. It doesn't mean that you love them differently. It doesn't mean that you love the one who isn't as like far along less or more. It's just that each of these children is going to require a different type of focus for those specific tasks, right? Like you're going to really have to help a little one who doesn't know how to get dressed, learn to put on their pants and all that. Whereas a child who's older can just do it themselves. So that's how I've started to think about my projects, right? There are some projects where I'm in a season of getting that momentum going. I'm in a season of, to keep this analogy going, teaching that project to be more independent, right? Like having a little bit more autonomy toward the end, where some of my other projects already are going and they don't need as much of my attention. The projects that do need my attention, those are the ones where I'm creating seasons of focus around it. And that is really helpful because without that, you end up with a lot of projects that are kind of at the halfway point and they never gain that momentum. The most freeing thing as a multi-passionate is to start to have projects that, I don't want to say like run themselves, because it's not that it doesn't require any interaction from you at all, but can be basically put on autopilot or can be toned down and put kind of like on the back burner while you work on other things. But if you never hold your attention long enough on a specific project, you won't get to that point. And so what does this have to do with seasonal living? Well, if we think about the seasons, the way that nature cycles through each season, let's just say, right? We have winter where it is dark and it is cold and it's a time to go inward. It's a time to slow down. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to process. After the winter, then we have this beautiful spring where things start to emerge, to come back, to bloom, to be expressed. After spring, we have summer where everything's kind of already in that full bloom state. And it's another opportunity to slow down and enjoy it, right? Like enjoy everything that you've put together. Enjoy this abundance. And then we have fall where there's another transition where we're starting to slow down and go inward. Although I live in Southern California and it can often feel like there are no seasons, this is something that we observe in our day-to-day lives. Maybe you have a seasonal wardrobe. Maybe you have seasonal dishes that you like. You know, maybe you make a lot of soup in the winter, or the winters where you drink a lot more tea, and in the summer you make smoothies. There's some level, regardless of where you live, where seasonality is impacting your life. And I know I'm kind of rambling. Again, I have no outline. I'm really just bringing this stream of consciousness to you right now. But what would it look like to be more intentional with that? What would it look like to say, okay, if nature moves in these cycles, how can I mirror that when I am creating a new project, when I'm bringing something new forward? There are so many lessons that we can learn from observing the cycles of nature, observing the cycles of the moon, and observing the cycles of the menstruation phases. So if you're a person who bleeds, then you have that beautiful internal cycle that's already happening. And I want to gather myself a bit more before I get into the nuances of each of those. But in general, I would love it if you could start thinking about this and observing where this is already present in your life. Where are you already moving with the seasons? Maybe you realize that as the moon starts to wane and go back to a new moon state, your social energy also wanes. Maybe you realize that you want to spend more time alone as the moon goes dark. And as the moon starts to get full, you realize, wow, I want to go and socialize. Start to observe that. If you are a person who bleeds, if you have a menstrual cycle, I highly recommend getting the Stardust app. I'll link to it in the show notes. I'll figure out how to link to it. This is not sponsored or affiliated by them, but it is a great app for being able to track your cycle and to start to understand each stage of your cycle. So what does it look like to honor that you go through four different phases every single month? If you're a person who bleeds, what does that look like? How can you lean into that? Where can you be curious about that? If you feel more aligned with focusing on nature, then do that. Where do you feel more in your summer? That's a weird way to say that. Like, what's different for you when the days are longer, when the sun is still out at 6:30 p.m.? How does that impact you energetically versus the days where the sun feels like it's starting to go down at 3:30 p.m.? Do you feel like you have more physical energy? Start to notice this. I want to make a case for seasonal living as something that can be deeply healing for you as a multi-passionate, but a prerequisite to that is you understanding that on some level you're already doing this. On some level, you are already moving with the seasons. We are all animals, right? We are all mammals. We were once in the wild. Yes, we're domesticated now. Yes, we're indoors a lot more. Yes, we're behind screens. But where can we start to get back to the rhythm of nature, the pace of nature? And where can that contribute to your process as a multi-passionate? Those are some of the questions that we'll be answering in season 4. So either subscribe to the podcast so that you know for sure when season 4 drops. I wish I could give you a date. I don't know yet. I'm still planning it all out. So you're going to want to make sure that you get notified when season 4 drops. The best way to do this is to sign up for my email list, click the link in the show notes, join my email list. You can opt in for podcast updates, and I will email you in between seasons just to stay in touch, but you'll definitely hear from me when season 4 returns. And that way we can dive deeper into this. I'm really excited about this, if you couldn't tell. Or if you're not into emails, if you're like, sounds cool, I never check my email, so that's not going to work, that's fine too. Figure out how to subscribe on whatever app you're listening to so that you get notified, because we're going to dive deeper into this. But for now, what I'm asking of you to do is start to observe, start to get curious. Where are the cycles and the rhythms of nature already impacting you? Can you do that for me? Just start to notice. All right. Last thing. As you're getting into seasonal living, it can be really helpful to have some tools in your pocket to do that, to have something tangible to support you in that exploration. And I'm really excited to share that two people who are very near and dear to me have opened a retail shop called First House. It is an online retailer that is completely dedicated to helping you embrace this seasonal living concept. So as you're starting to get curious about this, go and grab an oracle deck or a planner or browse the shop and see if there's anything that speaks to you that can help you start to dig into this process. I'll leave the link in the show notes for that as well. Could not be more perfect, right? All right, that's it for today's episode. Again, this was a brain dump, stream of consciousness. We went in a little bit of a loop and came back, and I appreciate you sticking with me. Start to get curious about seasonal living. We'll be diving more into this into season 4. You're already doing this on some level, and I promise you, embracing seasonal living and seasons of focus is going to be a huge game changer for you as a multi-passionate. I mentioned a lot of resources in this episode, so definitely take a moment to browse through the show notes so that you can click through on anything that's of interest to you. All right, see you soon. Bye.